This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today successfully launched a next-generation U.S. communication satellite Bluebird Block 2 onboard its heaviest vehicle, LVM-3M6, from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The launch took place from the Satish Dhawan Space Station at 8:55 a.m. Indian Standard Time. After a flight journey of about 15 minutes, the spacecraft Bluebird Block 2 got separated from the vehicle and it was successfully placed into its intended orbit. Speaking on the occasion, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has hailed the successful launch and calling it the heaviest satellite ever lifted from Indian soil using an Indian launcher.
Extremely happy to announce that LVM-3 Bahubali rocket M6 launch vehicle has successfully and precisely injected the Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite in the intended orbit. This was not an easy task considering the enormous efforts required because it requires very close coordination among various teams at different ISRO centers, units, industry, launch complex and the entire infrastructure availability.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO on the successful launch of the LVM-3M6 mission. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said the successful LVM-3M6 launch, placing the heaviest satellite ever launched from Indian soil, the spacecraft of USA Bluebird Block 2, into its intended orbit, marks a proud milestone in India's space journey. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the center's contribution under the Viksit Bharat Gram G scheme has been raised from 86,000 crore rupees to nearly 95,000 crore rupees. He said this highlights the government's sustained and enhanced support for rural employment. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Chauhan said the president has assented to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen Act 2025, enhancing the statutory wage employment guarantee to 125 days. He said under the scheme, states are treated not as mere implementing agencies, but as partners in development, empowered to notify and operationalize their own schemes within the statutory framework. The minister highlighted that under MG Narega, the UPA government had spent only 2,13,000 crore rupees, while the Narendra Modi government spent over 8,53,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Rashtriya Prerana Sthal at Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh tomorrow to honour the life and ideals of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Mr. Modi will visit Lucknow on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees, Rashtriya Prerana Sthal has been developed as a landmark national memorial and inspirational complex of enduring national significance. The inauguration of the Rashtriya Prerana Sthal marks an important step in preserving and promoting the ideals of selfless leadership and good governance. President Draupadi Murmu today extended greetings to the country men, especially the residents of Odisha, on the sacred occasion of Dhanu Yatra of Bargar. In a social media post, the president said this festival holds a unique identity both in India and abroad due to the unparalleled tradition of the grand open-air theatre. In a bid to curb air pollution, the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, in the National Capital Region, NCR, and adjoining areas has issued show cause notices to 6 thermal power plants within 300-kilometre radius of Delhi. These have been issued for non-compliance of biomass co-firing norms notified under the Environment Utilization of Crop Residue by Thermal Power Plant Rules 2023. The statutory provisions under the rules were notified with the objective of promoting ex-situ management of paddy straw, reducing incidence of stubble burning and mitigating air pollution in NCR and adjoining areas. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading flat with a mixed trend during forenoon trade today. The Sensex dipped 28 points to 85,497, while the Nifty added 6 points to 26,183 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.